And because of that, I can have freedom. Freedom from my sin, freedom from judgment, freedom from myself. And he asked me, do you want that? And I said, yes, I want that.
Shnai Gute, welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Today we'll hear more from Sophia Harper, a Plains Cree from Onion Lake, Saskatchewan. Sophia knows well the pain and shame that abuse and addiction bring, but something wonderful has happened to her, and now she knows what it means to be truly loved and what it's like to be set free.
I moved back home to my reserve in the fall, and when I moved home, I went back to school. But because I was never allowed to go anywhere, I wasn't allowed to talk to anybody. When I moved home, all I did was carry on my lifestyle of drinking and going out. And I met my husband, Ivan, and he was just a different man. Different in a way where that I could be myself. I could laugh and not get beat up. And I just really, there was something different about him. He was very, very kind spirit to him. And eventually we continued to see one another. And after some time, I got pregnant with my oldest daughter. And when I was pregnant, we talked about starting to be a family. But when I was pregnant, he continued drinking, and I lived at my dad's. He lived at his mom's on a reserve. And he moved to Prince Albert, Saskatchewan to take a business course. And I, in the summer of 91, I had my daughter, Victoria. And Ivan moved away in August. And he came back when Victoria was 3 months old and he was drinking. And in that time, he was drinking the whole time. And I grew up in an alcoholic home, and I didn't want that for my baby. So when Ivan came to come and get Victoria and myself, I turned him away. He asked me, are you and baby ready to come home? And I said, no, I don't want to. I don't want your lifestyle. You've chosen what you wanted. I said, I don't want that for my baby. And I walked away. But when I got home, I cried because I realized how much I loved him and how I wanted to be with him, but I didn't want the alcohol. He came back to see me that Sunday, and he said, give me a chance and I will change. He says, I get paid on Friday. It was like a month away. I said, you got Friday midnight. If you don't show up, you don't come bother me at all. And he showed up 11 o'clock that Friday night, a month later. And we went to his mom's and we spent a whole night talking about the pros and cons about being together. So we decided that I would move with him to Prince Albert with my baby, with our daughter. We didn't know anybody. There was absolutely no family in Prince Albert. We just moved there because of a business course that Ivan had taken. And while we were in Prince Albert, we started to search a church to go to. I didn't grow up going to church. I only went to church for a wedding or a funeral. I didn't really know anything about church at all. But Ivan wanted to go to church, so we went to church. And I guess he had also written a letter to Tribal Trails, which he didn't say anything to me about. And one evening, when I was home with the baby and he was out at a study session, there was a knock at the door, and I was in the middle of making bannock. And I wouldn't answer the door, and he introduced himself. He asked for Ivan and asked if Ivan was there, and I said, no, he's not here, and I'm looking at this guy, and I'm really being annoyed, and I really want to shut the door on his face. And just something in me stopped me. And I don't normally invite men into the house, but that night I asked him, did you want to come in for some tea? So he said yes, and it was Ed Stobie, and he worked with Tribal Trails. And so we end up talking, and he was pretty direct with me in my faith, and we talked about the Bible, and he asked me if I knew Jesus, if I knew about God, and I said, yeah, I know about God. He asked me, do you know about Jesus Christ? And I said, in my mind, I'm thinking he's probably the same guy, but I didn't realize what he meant. He talked about the Bible. He talked about Adam and Eve. He talked about Christ dying on a cross and what it meant that he died on a cross. Did I know what significance that was to me? And I said no. So he explained that Christ died on a cross for me. And because of that, I can have freedom. Freedom from my sin, freedom from judgment, freedom from myself. And he asked me, do you want that? And I said, yes, I want that. He goes, do you know how to do that? And I said, no. So he explained to me, before the night was through, within the hour or so, I accepted the Lord in my life. And that was January 6, 1992. And shortly after that, my husband Ivan came, and my uncle David. And I said, Ivan, this man is from Tribal Trails. He talked about a letter you wrote, and he didn't think anything. He just talked with Ed Stobie, and within the hour, him and my uncle David, accepted the Lord in their life. I didn't tell him I had done the same until after Ed Stobie left. So they told us, about a church in Prince Albert, and we started to go there, and we really liked it. It was small, and there was other Native believers there, and we just really felt really comfortable. Even though I did accept the Lord in my life, I still didn't really understand what I did. I didn't know much about the Bible. We started going to church, and I started really, my heart wasn't quite open. Ivan was totally excited, and he was just on fire, and he just wanted to go to every Bible study, and he just was very excited, but I was more reserved. I was a little more reluctant, I guess, and a little more cautious than he was. I just wasn't too sure about this God thing. But I think it was 6 months after I asked the Lord into my life that I had really realize exactly what I did when I asked the Lord in my life. I was just broken about my life, that he would die for me. And I was just so touched. Jesus came to save me. He came to save the world. And that was why he had to die on a cross. God gave his son, and he gave his son freely because he loved us so much that he sent his son to take our place so that one day we can be with him in heaven and that we can be free and live. I love the Lord. My desire is my family to come to Christ, to come and see what I had seen, that in spite of who I was, he died for me and waited for me. His love is, he is just patient and wants no one to perish. And I praise God that he waited for my stubborn heart, and he melted my heart. He took away my heart of stone and gave me a living, breathing heart for him. And I'll be forever thankful for that. I would just like to let people know that it doesn't matter what life you have lived or what you've done. When you come to Christ, he will forgive if you ask him to forgive your sins. And God is just, Jesus Christ is just waiting for you.
What Sophia said is true. God doesn't want anyone to perish, to face eternal judgment, including you. That's why he sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die on the cross, to pay for our wrongdoing. Then God raised him from the dead so that you and I could be set free. Jesus himself said, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." We read in the Bible, "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." So what will you do with Jesus? Will you reject him or humble yourself and receive him as your Savior? Interested in what you've heard? Visit our website withoutreservation.com and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. We're also on Facebook at Without Reservation. Missed a program or want to listen again? You can download our app and take The Storyteller with you. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.